Support for today's broadcast comes from Strategic Farm Marketing. Strategic Farm Marketing is now holding a series of risk management seminars throughout Illinois and Indiana. Information on seminar dates and locations is available at sfarmmarketing.com or 800-383-0046.
It's 8:50, and we'll turn things over to Dave Dickey this morning for our pre-opening commodity market report. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices in the Midwest direct markets today are called mostly steady, but some weaker undertones are seen amid uncertainty about demand and packer ownership levels. Terminals called steady to lower, tops from $37.50 to $43.50. Peoria called 50 cents to a dollar lower today, with a top price of $37.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report from Monday, January 22nd, negotiated swine purchases were 15,109. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $54 to $60.50, the weighted average $56.92, a loss of 46 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $39.04 to $49.03, and the weighted average was $45.47. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $18,031, the base price range $51.50 to $63.50, the weighted average $59.59, a loss of 56 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.70 to $49.25, and the weighted average was $45.72.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola.
Now, it has been quite cold across the western plain states and into the front range of the Rockies, and the wheat area is just surrounding that. Has seen some cold weather, but computer models, again, printing up a very cold air mass to start out February, and that would mean that the wheat crop across the that area would need some snow cover. And we will see some snows, at least in some areas. Brief snow showers occurred yesterday in the eastern Midwest. Temperatures dropped into the 20s and 30s across the area. Right now we're seeing some snow across the upper Midwest and the northern plain states. And it does look like daily snow showers will occur through the end of January. Most showers will occur in the eastern Midwest and result in light accumulations. Great Lakes region receiving the most significant snowfall, most of that downwind from the Great Lakes, and then a surge of cold air will push through the Midwest, it looks like, early February, bringing widespread snow, some of which may be heavy to kick off the first couple days of February, and the cold weather. The computer models may be over-dramatizing the depth of the cold, but we do believe it could be some of the coldest air of the season. And again, that could spell some problems for some of the wheat crop that does not have snow cover. As far as the majority of the red wheat country, the coldest weather should occur late in the first week of February. Temperatures becoming bitterly cold next month, and that could warrant continued snow cover to protect the wheat across the plains. Some snow will melt over the next couple days, but new snow will fall as weather trends towards colder during the second week of a forecast period, and that would replace the needed snow for adequate crop protection. Again, not much meaningful precipitation will fall, but enough to protect most of the crop from the oncoming cold. Now to South America, where Argentina has just about ideal conditions for crop development there. Rain fell in the heart of the driest area of southwestern Argentina's region around Santa Rosa La Pampa, and in the Bahía Blanca, Buenos Aires regions between 1 and 1 1/3 inches of rainfall. No other precipitation has been noted through the early hours today, although satellite imagery from early this morning does suggest that rain has moved more deeply into the Buenos Aires region. Rainfall will be widespread today and tomorrow, with much of the nation that did not receive the rain overnight will get anywhere between 1/3 and 1/4 inch, with 1 to 2 inch local amounts expected. Again, crop conditions in Argentina should remain nearly ideal for the next 2 weeks, especially if the rain this week is as generalized and significant as the computer models have been printing out. As far as Brazil, there are still some areas that are a little bit too wet, and the second week of a forecast from the computer model still looks a little bit too wet for southern Minas Gerais. the São Paulo area, northward into Goiás, where the computer models looking at a 2 to 6 inch rainfall over the next 2 weeks. If you compare that to reality, probably closer to a 1 to 4 inch snow or rainfall in that area, but doesn't matter much anyway, since the ground is already saturated and kind of absorb much more moisture. That will lead to significant runoff and increase the flood conditions once again once that rain starts. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 486 and a half, down a half. Last trade up 2 3/4. July, 499 and a half, down one. Last trade up a half. March wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 466, up one. Last trade up 4 3/4. July, 487, unchanged. Last trade up 2 1/2. December, 506, down one. Last trade down two. March corn opened at 404 3/4, up a half. Last trade up 5 1/4. May, 415 1/2, down a half. Last trade up 4. July, 422 1/4, unchanged. Last trade up 5. December, 396, down a half. Last trade up 3. March beans opened at 717 1/2, up a quarter. Last trade up 8. July, 745, down 3/4. Last trade up 7 3/4. November, 767 3/4, down 1. Last trade up 6 3/4. March soybean meal opened at 209.10, down 10. Last trade up 250. March soybean oil opened at 29.30, down 1. Last trade up 26. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
We have President Bush giving his State of the Union address this evening. Is the expectation that he'll talk about renewable fuels worthy of a pop on the Chicago Board of Trade opening bell this morning?
I don't know that it's worthy of it or not. I think probably it'll overdo it based on what he might say. We already know the government is behind him now, and if he does use some number like suggested of $50 billion instead of $6 billion, that's a number that's not realistic unless we have all kinds of new technology to use cellulosic products. So I think it's going to be a bounce up more from that can get damaged by what he says tonight versus to get really encouraged more by what he says.
Let's then look at what the marketplace has been doing. It's been bear spreading, this corn market. It's been hurting the nearbys lately. Is that going to continue?
Well, there's still people out there saying that July is going to now go back to gaining more on the new crop than were previous. The new crop was gaining on the July. So there are people out there saying that is going to turn around.
And are we in line for another test to the downside for March futures, or did yesterday's test convince traders after several downside tests to go try the upside for a while?
I think we're going to try the upside for a while again, but again, I think we're still on any given week, we could be down or up in consolidation. I think there still are all, usage-wise, is huge out there, and we're still worried about the corn carryout of what it will be. Don't know that we've bought enough corn acres yet to increase that carryout. In fact, I think the most of the industry thinks that right now, with those 7.3 that are suggested by Informa, that the carryout would be half what it is right now, and that would make corn even stronger.
So the call on the corn this morning would be?
Corn 4 to 6 higher this morning.
What about the soybean analysis today?
Soybeans are being drugged by the corn. Fundamentals don't require that we have this much. Even if we would plant the 4.6 million less, we would still have a very large carryout in beans, more than adequate. But we do expect beans up 6 to 8, 5 to 7, being basically drugged by the corn. If you go to the old 2 to 1 basis or 2.2 basis, beans ought to be a dollar higher already. So there is that feeling out there, too, on the beans.
Is wheat beginning to carve out a bottom of its trading range in the futures?
Yeah, I think maybe it has. there was doom and gloom earlier the first few days of January, thinking that wheat would go back, you know, a dollar lower than it is now. But right now, I think they're thinking in the wheat that yesterday we closed the July at 487. I think they're realistically looking at really not going that much lower, maybe back to the 450 area, but that would be about it on the wheat.
The wheat call this morning?
Wheat call this morning is 2 to 4 higher.
And very quickly, calls over at the Merck.
Over at the Merck, we have cattle unchanged down 10 and hogs unchanged up 10.
Thank you very much, Pete. You have a great day.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois, and he joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.